The events of this gospel belong to a very early strata of Christian tradition. Although the Gospel of John is the last in the synoptic traditions, John coming at the end, it nevertheless has deep resonances with early teaching, early writing. And the fact that this particular story is labelled the third resurrection appearance is, I think, in itself exceptionally significant. For the early community, the appearances of Jesus were not simply historical narrative, but confirmations of faith and belief. And here it centers around a very prosaic event. The disciples have gone back to what they were doing before the Lord called them. They've gone back to being fishermen. And there, after an eventful night, they suddenly gather in a massive shoal of fish in the early dawn. The resonance is there of night and dawn, of death and resurrection, are very clear. But it's more than a piscatorial success story. There are two main figures who are important for us in this narrative. The disciple whom Jesus loved, who recognizes the one who told them to cast their nets into the deep. And then Peter, who goes off to meet him. Two figures who respond to the words, Dominus est, it is the Lord. John, seeing Jesus, recognizing him, expresses for us loving faith. For him, it is a statement of belief. It is the Lord. There, risen and visible, is Christ among us. For Peter, it's different. He responds to John. He hears the proclamation of faith, and hearing him communicate that gospel, that good news, he responds by activity, by going out, by taking a step into the unknown, symbolized by him leaping into what must have been fairly deep water. This call and response of John and of Peter becomes part of the kerygma, part of the teaching of our faith, because time after time, in the liturgy, in our relationships, for those in community life, in our prayer, encounters at work, in our family life, in whatever person we meet in the day, and in our own selves, time and time again, that phrase will become a truth. For us, someone will be the Lord. In 50 years of religious life, I'm sure Sister Maureen has taken the word that she took at her profession and made it something important. But it will never remain the same. A reflection on a text, reflection on a word of belief, draws us into it. And because it's so simple, it draws us into a relationship. And after all, that is the fruit of what our life is about, being drawn into the Christ of the Incarnation. In Paul's letter to the Romans, he talks about this. He talks about the ultimate gift of God in Christ, who in enfleshing, taking on, literally, quite literally dumping himself among us and becoming totally part of us, is giving us the greatest gift we can possess. He is at one with us. Not only is it the Lord, but the Lord is ourselves, with us, in us, and working through us. This is perhaps part of what God, as one, as Trinity, is all about too. About the dynamism of relationships, working themselves out together, of a community of which we are a part, drawn closer to as we live it with others. And so in celebrating Sister Maureen's 50 years of seeking,